scared of you.
Streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeProspero.
Well, hello, and welcome to Paranormal Investigator Radio Tuesday night, and it's Peter.
Nicole.
Tristan.
Mike.
Did you forget your name?
You forgot your name?
In my head, I'm going over why am I not in the intro reel yet, but...
I'm wondering why Rich is on the intro reel. No. He's not here. I'm Dr. Dave.
Should have been Rich to get him then.
We got two friends in the house
two
today.
Two friends, isn't it?
What's your name?
Adam.
Yeah, what's your name?
Oscar.
Adam and Oscar.
Adam and Oscar.
In the house.
Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Sure. Get comfy.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you're interested in calling in, the phone lines are now open. 1-888-429-5471. And this is now our fifth request for a Canadian lady to call in and talk to Mike. 1-888-429-5471.
So maybe I should stay Mike then if a Canadian lady is
going to. Why does it have to be Canadian?
I don't know. We've just we need to be an international show.
Let's go for Cuban tonight. If there's any Cuban women out there,
Cuban.
Any Cubanos, call in.
Use the Florida number 530-646-4187.
Or out the band's lifted. I am expecting cigars.
I went out to go look at Pluto tonight, and all I saw was Uranus.
Oh, that's never good.
Brought to you by a short stack, because when you just can't get the whole thing in your mouth. Steve's not here to do commercials, so I got to come
Steve
up with them on the fly.
That's right.
He wasn't sure I'm feeling well.
Oh,
Mike's being nice. He basically called us female parts and stormed out of here.
Yeah. I didn't call female parts. Steve did.
Did he?
Stormed out and flipped us off.
Nice.
Surprisingly, he flipped us off with two hands, though. I don't know where that came from.
Why did he flip us off?
Why wouldn't you?
The regular occurrence.
How did you know? That's just, I'm wondering.
Surprisingly, yes.
I blame it on the weather.
So, in our first commercial break, I need to let you know that tickets are now available to Return to Rutgers, September 26th. Utica, New York. Your chance to investigate the paranormal with Rome Investigators of the Paranormal. Tickets are $40. They can be purchased on our website at www.romeparanormal.com. $40. PayPal is set up. This will sell out. We've also added on a newbie. We only have 14 days to push this event, the Knox Mansion in Johnstown, New York, August 1st. August 1st. Contact the Knox Mansion directly. I don't have the number in front of me. Oh, yes, I do, actually. You'd like to text or call Fawn at 518-752-8231. It's going to start out with a dinner buffet.
Jimmy Buffett?
Spine-tingling RIP presentation. And then 3 hours of investigating that jelly-filled but historic mansion.
Jelly?
Knox Mansion.
Oh,
of
that's
the
right.
Knox
the
Jelly.
Knox
people.
Jello. All right.
Well,
oh,
the soups
yeah,
people
yeah,
there.
Soup.
Gelatins.
I wondered what Johnstown. I was just in there. I was just there the other day.
It's a town that belonged to John. And then our signature event for the summer, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of the paranormal himself, John Zamfis, will be coming to Utica, New York at the Shops at the Finish Line August 15th. Tickets are available at $40-something. If you've never experienced John Zamfis in real life, it's worth the $45.
How about Lamplight Tours? Let's plug Lamplight Tours. That's an ongoing premier attraction in the city of Rome, New York, all summer long. Friday nights, Saturday nights.
Frig them, they're free, go to the fort.
Some Wednesday, but no.
Well, Pete.
I think I'm getting an idea of why Steve left looking guys up.
Tomorrow night, we do have our first midweek paranormal tour for Lamplight Tours. I think we have, something like 12 tickets sold to the same person.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, our cousin.
She just keeps going in and not knowing if she bought a ticket or not. Just keeps hitting by. And
you got a lot of people coming.
Do we have one Friday as well?
Yes.
So Friday as well. So if you're on our weekend
My
ones,
mom's going to be at that one.
Oh, that's right.
We've pretty much stopped the Saturday historical ones now that somebody stole our idea and tried to run with it. And get this, they're charging for free. Idiots! But you know what? And this is my only rant for the night. Our tour has something they'll never have.
Pete Leonard.
Me.
That's right.
You don't have my brain.
That's right.
So just to recap, we have Knox Mansion, August 1st. Shops at the Finish Line, August 15th. Rocker Mansion, September 26th. A bunch of Lamplight tours in there. If you just want to give us money, we don't go through that fund me crowdfunding crap. Just send us money directly to our PayPal.
Scarecon's coming up.
Scarecon.
September 11th, right?
Yeah.
We should probably get a booth for that.
Yeah.
I think Rich said he was taking care of that.
We should probably get a booth for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait for Scarecon. I love Scarecon.
I've never been. This will be my first year going.
You've never been?
I've never been.
Come on.
No.
Really?
I took Friday off, so I have a 3-day weekend, so I can be there the whole weekend.
You're going to love it.
I know. I can't wait.
It's a freak show.
They got Anthony Michael Hall this year.
You missed some of the best parts.
Why?
Because you're not there, like...
During setup,
and you leave early.
Well, I hate my job, so maybe I'll be there this year.
Call in.
So, yeah. You can see the cloud moving. We're going back to the past. Back when it was called Syracuse. When it was originally in Syracuse.
Was that 2011, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
It started.
And here we are at the VIP party upstairs. Here's Mike, who just only had two beers. Two from me, two from Dave, two from Mark, two from Benny. He was standing in the corner playing air guitar with movie celebrities.
What were you playing, Mike? What song?
Name it. He was three sheets to the wind.
Highway to Hell.
And I believe my cousin was on air harmonica.
Yes.
I want to say it was a Bruce Springsteen song.
Mm. Are you sure it was air harmonica?
Well, who was doing this number? He could have been wiping his mouth. Yeah.
He does that a lot.
Because we can be sued, I won't say who the celebrity was, but that's the first time I saw that Santa Claus does get all the dirty girls.
Oh, please.
Yes. Vampire Santa is well worth the ticket price of admission. He gets out of the car. He looks like this little sailor gentleman. I mean, as nice as could be with the big beard. And he drives that little red compact car with some weird sleigh he pulls at the back of it. It's some kind of storage thing. And then the vampire teeth go in and he's grabbing every woman that you can find in sight.
Uh-oh.
His merchandise actually says T-shirts are $20 or free if you... What do you do? You got to get the T-shirt free, Mike. What was... Oh, earn it or...
Yeah, earn it or pay for it.
Earn it or pay for it.
Sure, scary thought.
He gives away a lot of T-shirts.
last year, he was giving away T-shirts. He had, when he first set up, he put a sign right at the front of his booth with his cell phone number on it. And chicks could send them pictures of themselves topless. And if they texted him pictures of the topless and then went to his booth, he'd give him a T-shirt.
Did he do like one of these things? You know.
Yeah.
My God, if your cousin ever figured that scam out, he'd be in prison for three lives. You mean all I gotta do is put a sign up and the woman will send me their pictures?
Is he gonna be there this year?
He's there every year.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Your cousin? I hope
Scary
not.
Scary Santa. Vampire Santa.
We have to load up on some really cool design T-shirts then. If we're going to play that scam.
We'll put your cousin in charge of that?
And his cell phone number.
I've always said, let's just take a picture of Mike, put it on the T-shirt, and say, I met Mike at Scarecon.
Yep.
There we go.
But going back to Eric's cell phone number, I could just see him like in the bathroom, and then walking out of the bathroom going, and turning around, going right back into the
bathroom. With the quagmire arm.
He comes out, he stops, he's like, he goes right back in.
If we've offended you so far, 1-888-429-5471, because you can see the only thing we have to talk about, we're putting off, and it's Pluto.
Well, this should be interesting.
And if we haven't offended you yet, we've just started.
What do you have, Nicole? You always have cool stuff.
Okay. The one thing, I don't have a lot, but...
Well, get out.
This this was shared with me this week, and I would never go, but I just want to share it with everybody else. There is, I don't know if you've heard of it, there's an extreme haunted house. It's based in San Diego, but it is moving to Illinois. It is the scariest haunted house ever, apparently.
Like a man-made
Again,
attraction?
Is this man-made attraction. Gotcha.
Okay. Is this your cousin's house?
That's only scary to girls between the ages of 14.
It's never, nobody's ever finished the haunted house. Nobody's ever made it to the end.
Really?
You need a physical and mental evaluation before you can step foot in the door. It's called McCammy's Manor.
Yeah, I've seen that. I don't know if I could pass the physical exam.
Google the pictures.
People throwing up on themselves and covered in blood.
Yeah, it's pretty freaky.
So let's give it a shot.
What makes it?
We'll send Mike in first.
They physically attack you.
That's not something you send Mike into. That's something you send Lord Halifax Warburton
into. Dun, dun, dun.
4 to 7 hour extreme haunt experience.
And he'll give those colonists, show them what the true meaning of fear is.
Warning.
Oh, it's free to the public, too.
Be warned, this is not your standard haunted house. You will live your own horror movie.
Whip.
I do every day from freaking 7 to 3:30. It's called work.
Yeah. Huh.
If you've been out there and you visited the scariest haunted house in America, give us a call at 1-888-429-5471 and let us know how far you got before you puked.
As a paranormal investigator, I can go in a haunted house all day long. Not this, though. Not man-made ones. I can't handle it.
Really?
No. I can't do it. I don't know what it is.
Brought to you by overalls, when underalls just don't cover it all.
The one picture of that guy getting choked is just enough for me.
Choke you?
Do not wear expensive clothing. Do not bring anything that cannot get wet. This is a very aggressive experience, and our creatures will come in contact with you. You cannot in any way return the contact. Blah, 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 blah,
oh,
blah.
Oh, that's Bolstoggin'. I was going to say, that wouldn't be too scary when you pull out the Weatherby or the 454 Casull and just shoot one of them after they touch you.
Actually, an event where they can touch you and you can't touch them sounds like what I want to work at.
Oh, wait, we got Mason here. Okay, let me turn that down.
Did you see the one with the four girls all tied up? And bound
wait a minute,
by the mouth?
Now you got my attention.
Yeah, Mike, this is sounding more and more like the place you want to work.
Are they shoving
the
actual
live.
Shit into their face?
Is that what that was? That looked like that's what that was.
Right here, see that?
Huh.
I don't know what the...
I'm assuming it's not the real thing.
I would hope not.
They look
maybe
horrified.
Maybe very good artificial...
Oh, there's a waiver.
Yep.
You see the
waiver?
There's
a lot of things.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
So maybe when we go down and visit our buddies at BBS Radio in California, we can take this on.
Well,
maybe we'll bring them with us.
They're moving to Illinois, so they're going to be even closer.
It has a waiting list of over 17,000 people.
What the heck?
We could get pushed to the front. We have connections.
Didn't even know this existed until just the other day.
We have Cubans that are going to be calling up shortly at 1-888-42.
We know Brandon Lady.
There you go.
4-295-471.
Cousin Brandon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just see people in cages, in refrigerators, tied up, bound. I don't know.
McCammy. McCammey Manor.com. All right, so come on, people. Check out McCammeyManor.com and let us know what you think about that. This is a freak show is what this is.
It's extreme. I think it's
has
a little
bit. Has anybody gone to McCammy Manor?
Please call us. We would love to hear about your experience.
1-888-429-5471 530-413-9537.
Maybe the reason why nobody's ever completed it is because there is no end. They just keep you there until you give up.
They just take you back to the beginning. Yeah. You'll find you like, all right, I don't know. They just change like a filter on a light. No, that's a totally different room.
The final scene could be your cousin's bedroom.
It says extreme haunted house or illegal torture.
Yeah.
Which one?
The Inquisitor.
What's it called?
The Inquisitor's McCammy Manor.
Bring out the comfy couch.
No one expects the Spanish.
I'm thinking Human Centipede. I'm thinking I'm thinking Human Centipede 2.
This is a family show here. Let's not talk about sexual positions. We might have young listeners.
I think that could go way out of hand real fast.
I was thinking Human Centipede, not where my mind went.
Third one down.
And those are like guests.
Yeah.
You really put duct tape in their head? In their hair?
They do have some lawsuits out there pending.
Oh.
That doesn't surprise me.
This has to be like under some BSM kind of
BDSM
sexual service. That'd be about the only way they could legally get away with. This is 50 Shades of Blood here.
Yeah, this is seriously.
I'm assuming it's not real blood. It's probably the very good simulated stuff.
Or just big blood. Can't imagine,
some kind of weird animal.
That'd be a health code issue.
Well, obviously they don't care about codes that much.
Well, you got to worry about the Muslims if you're going to use pig blood.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Muslims aren't going on.
Yeah, something tells me.
Well, they haven't. No, I won't say that.
Okay. There.
We thought the Utica one was bad.
The
Jews also can't.
See, I always want to go on something like this, and when something comes out and grabs you and it's supposed to drag you away, drag me.
They didn't walk into Michael Myers in that one.
Yeah, do that to me. Yeah.
Somebody's getting waterboarded here.
You pay for this?
Waterboarded.
No, it's free.
Probably because it is free, they can't do nothing to you with the waiver.
It's kind of like a volunteer.
I could take a waterboarding.
Yeah, but see, it's no fun that you can't get the hurt them back. That's the.
There's a change.org petition against them.
Oh, yeah, but there was a change.org petition against Ben Affleck playing the next Batman.
Well, that was
then it's a crime against humanity.
I believe there was also a petition to build a real-life Death Star, on the moon.
That's cool.
That was a WhiteHouse.gov.
Wait, that made it places?
Yeah, they gave the estimates. It was just way too expensive.
Yeah, that was their final decision. It was just too much money to make.
Yeah.
They didn't say no because it was ridiculous. They said no because
we don't have the money.
We would love to have a Death Star.
There is already one outside the moon. It's waiting because apparently the end of the world is coming in that window of September 15th through 21st of this year?
This year?
Meteor?
That would be a Pete's Bat picture.
Wait a minute. The world's ending again?
Wasn't it supposed to end last year?
Meteor headed our way.
Asteroid.
Didn't Bruce Willis take care of that, though?
It's gonna miss us by about 4 million miles.
So, I thought they said 280,000.
You get the spit in your face?
No, that's the distance between the Earth and the moon.
They're going to feed her Baloo?
Yeah, they said it's going to be really close. We looking at the same one?
What the hell?
Yeah, no.
What?
What do they do?
Sorry.
They fed a girl Baloot.
What is Baloot?
It's a duck that is partially developed, still in an egg.
Oh.
That they boil. It's got feathers and everything at that point.
Yeah, it's a delicacy in Southeast Asia.
Yes.
What the hell kind of people are these? And why aren't we deploying them to the Middle East? That went too far. If I went too far on you, 1-888-429-5471.
It says this event, this haunted house, it runs Friday and Saturday nights, and it's a high school student volunteer and a nonprofit.
Oh, that's why you can't fight back, because you'd be killing high school students.
Hmm.
Yep. And they want a petition to have a medical on-site team. So something obviously did happen to somebody.
Well, yeah, probably like heart attacks, aneurysms, strokes.
I would think so, yeah.
I would have thought they had one on hand.
I know.
I would like to issue this statement on behalf of Rome Investigators of the Paranormal. We apologize to you and every member of your family for any of our comments that may have been deemed inappropriate or offensive. Although it was not our intention to be that, we are here in existence merely for entertainment purposes. Please accept our heartfelt thanks and appreciation if we've insulted you.
It makes you wonder.
We'll try better next time.
What if World's Strongest Man Brian Shaw, 6'8", 414 pounds of it walked through there.
Yeah.
Are they really going to mess with him? I mean,
yeah. Put Brock Lesnar.
I mean, he could just drag the entire crew along with him.
Be like, oh, go down this hallway. I make my own hall. Hulk smash.
Carefully, let right down the door. Door.
So, I found an interesting article that in Albuquerque, the Grim Reaper is actually haunting a cemetery.
Oh, but really? He is.
Good thing he has something better to do.
Yeah, it says off taking lives. And...
Well, there's an interesting twist to this. A local cemetery in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has become the haunting grounds for a mysterious man dressed like the Grim Reaper. The man first showed up at San Diego del El Rosario Cemetery last month, wearing a black cloak over a white dress. His face was covered, and he occasionally carried a bouquet of flowers that looked as if they had been plucked from a nearby field. The strange figure disappeared, only to show up again this weekend and consent to an interview with the station. The mysterious man says his name is the Light Wanderer, and then he comes to the cemetery to pray. He says, there is a place where sleepers sleep and dreamers dream and patiently await, adding that people shouldn't fear him. There's nothing to be afraid of except those who seek to cause harm, pain, destruction, he said.
So he's doing the good stuff.
So the Grim Reaper is...
a nice guy.
Just a nice guy. If you see the Grim Reaper,
he's like those
don't
old guys,
fear him.
He's like those old guys feeding pigeons in the park.
That's right. That's right.
Don't fear the Reaper.
Don't fear the Reaper.
Nice guy to go out and have lunch with. But she skimps on a tipping, though.
Hi, who's your friend? His name's Groom. He's okay.
It's all fun and games.
Or he just writes on the back of the check the date of your death.
Yeah.
Weird number you wrote on the back of the...
So another Native American Bigfoot researcher has had encounters on Navajo reservations.
Is this one blonde as well?
I don't know. It's just...
We're getting a Texas Roadhouse?
What?
Yes, we discussed that earlier. You were busy doing something else. So.
I like that.
Wait, so is it a blonde Bigfoot or a blonde?
Or a blonde Texas?
A blonde Native American, because they're so...
Or a blonde Texas Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
That would be tasty. Has anybody seen The Tilted Kilt?
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
No.
In Syracuse?
Yeah, it's one of them in Syracuse. Why do you have this look of glee on your face?
Because I was following The Tilted Kilt.
They're called a restaurant.
Yes.
Specialty is.
I was following them as like a franchisee. I was hoping to start something like that around here. I was in talks for a loan and everything. And then one just suddenly popped up in Syracuse.
Well, they've been there for a while now, though.
It was like 6 months ago.
Yeah, no, that's...
Somebody. What is it? Like the Hooters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
the same thing.
A Scottish flair. Short kilts and tartan plaids.
I would go in on that with you because you know what? That's money.
That's money. It
That's
seriously
money.
Is.
You'd have to do that with Harper?
Yeah.
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 We can't do anything naked in Rome.
No.
Naked.
I wouldn't want to see half of Rome naked.
It's not naked.
If you do it in Rome, you probably would go ahead and see a blonde Bigfoot.
Yeah. My cousin.
Good point.
Yep.
My cousin's got neck fur.
That's right. That's right.
He's got a neck beard.
Well, it's being in Rome now, too. So.
He would be our biggest customer. That's fantastic. Eric, just give us your paycheck. Don't cash it. Just hand it over. We'll take it.
Tilted Kilt. I'll have to look that up.
It'd be like Wimpy, dude.
Tilted Kilt.
Partners?
Yes.
There are several other.
I would go in on that.
I would go in on that,
there
too.
There are several other restaurant chains as well, besides the Tilted.
I know, but that one was really, it was tastefully...
It's intriguing.
Yeah, it sounds like...
You just have a Celtic fetish.
Yeah, well, I do.
It sounds like it really just touched you in a very particular place.
Yes.
Well, you know,
you can say that, I guess, but...
But how is the hot dogs there?
They don't have hot dogs.
Can you get shaved steak as a hamburger topping?
You might be able to.
You know, you've never let me live that down. Just... Don't allow me to build a hamburger and have that as a topping.
Oh, that's way better than Hooters.
Yeah.
I like their outfits better.
It's not like dirty, cheesy, grungy.
It's the orange. I'm sick of the orange.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the orange outfits they wear. This is even better.
At Hooters?
That's it. David just got in trouble.
You know, everybody's in California. We're safe.
Unless they're listening in.
Yeah.
What's this place called? Twisted Schlong?
Tilted Kilt. Not Twisted Sister, no. So there's another article on here that I'm reading.
Is that scary? I mean, I type in tittle and right away it comes up Tilted Kilt Syracuse.
There you go. Perfect.
You got to watch out for tittle sweat.
Papers
Those unsightly...
Deals. Extraterrestrials visited ancient Egypt. It's now apparently lost. Did you ever see this manuscript that they had on any of these, like, Discovery Channel or Sci-Fi Channel programs?
Yeah.
They actually had this paper's manuscript.
Okay, get paid Saturday. You want to go?
Yes. that had references and drawings of alien, like the big eyes. They had like oval-shaped craft in there. They had all these symbols on this piece of paper that appeared to be extraterrestrial. Famous thing. Apparently, now this artifact has been lost. Mysteriously lost.
So they're not saying it's been stolen, they're just saying it's disappeared.
Yeah.
So let's take this a step further. Let's go Aboriginal. We can have a place called Skirted Sheila's. It could be a spin on the Outback.
That sounds scary.
Where shaved steak is our specialty. Sorry, Nicole.
Look. It looks awesome, doesn't it?
We're going Saturday if you really want to go.
All right.
So you had your stag party Friday, Pete. This is your bachelor party. At Tilt a Kilt.
Okay.
Should go because they got classic nachos.
Ooh, nachos. Wait, that's not Scottish at all.
I'm in as well.
Oh, wait, they got salad. I'm set. God loving pancreas.
Oh, flat iron.
There you go.
I'm in.
Chicken thunder salad.
Road
with mandarin
turkey.
Oranges. What are you, crazy?
There you go.
Yep.
Why do you gotta put fruit in salad? That's called fruit salad.
We have an investigation Friday night until early Saturday morning.
Oh, even better.
So that's a perfect reward for a long night spent dealing with the paranormal. And it's right off of 690.
Oh, it's
welcome
right
to Sheila's. My name is Bob.
Good day.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Oh no, we could get Eric to go. They got Sheepherd's Pie.
Oh, that would be funny.
You could get Eric to go if they
Dublin Irish stew.
Oh, could he you would love that.
If all they served was steak, stuffed steak.
Get Eric in the bathroom.
They have blackened fish tacos, Mr. Cooper.
Blackened fish tacos.
Again,
there you go. Choice steak. Well, they have Gaelic chicken.
Gaelic?
I'm Italian. Give me a break.
Is that like a Brooklyn form of garlic?
Gaelic.
A Boston.
Gaelic.
Gaelic chicken.
It's space chicken.
I'm probably not guessing. I want to know what's in the creamy pub pasta.
Don't worry about it. It's the Tilted Kilt.
If anybody ever out there ate at the Twisted Kilt, give
the
us a call at 1-888-429-5471. And if you'd like to send us some free coupons for free food, we won't say no. We are a nonprofit organization in the state of New York. We're not 501, but we're on our way. The highway.
A man tries to buy
God
a
might. Would you like one of our boomerang bananas?
This is
going
to be good Saturday.
Like
Saturday.
To throw a shrimp on the Barbie.
A man
but physically do that. Have a Barbie on their table and put a shrimp right on their chest.
You've got them wired.
And then a dingo can eat their baby. Yay!
We'll have a good lunch on Saturday, at least.
I'm sorry.
A man tried to buy a ghost on Craigslist. Look, another website filled with antiques that are apparently haunted.
I'm going to end up calling my eBay
listing. A man tried to buy a haunted thing, or he tried to buy an actual...
Yeah, remember we had this discussion a couple weeks ago?
Oh, man, that's a great
about
idea.
eBay dolls and stuff that are apparently possessed. And people
haunted
are,
cemetery dirt.
Yeah, people are paying a lot of money
Dear
for this
Lord.
Stuff. Not while we're on the air, Pete. So the listing says, quote, I have a male ghost for sale. He came into my house and I purchased an old wooden chest. He is attached to the chest. The chest comes along with the ghost. He is attached to
Mike's
it.
The McGinnis
Whatever
house.
Room I put the chest in, he hangs around it. That's what it says. If I try to hide the chest, he searches for it and even gets mad if he can't find it for a while. You get the chest and the ghost for the low, low price of $300.
You sure it's a ghost and not some dude named Bob saying, hey, give me that box. Give me my box back.
Full disclosure, I almost didn't want to post these emails. That's how heartbroken I am over this. You know the saying, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Well, that does not apply to ghost ownership. It's far better to never know about a ghost for sale than to become aware of it and get swindled out of a deal.
Bananas in the outhouse. They're terrific.
Ghost ownership. That brings up a good question.
That's a Scottish bro.
If you have a haunted item, do you own the spirit?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of like a slavery thing?
Yeah.
Possession is 9/10 of the law. I don't know what the hell the other 10th is.
Ghosts are 3/5 people.
Yeah. That fraction doesn't balance. So there's a discrepancy. So people ask, on a scale of scary to nice, are we talking about Slimer or Viggo? Where would this ghost land?
Which one's scary, which one's not?
How big is the ghost? My apartment isn't huge. Not trying to get suffocated every day by this ghost. He has to respect my space. Does the ghost get along with the dogs?
The interesting dogs. Question.
Notice you're in Wisconsin. Is the ghost a Packers fan? Sort of a deal breaker.
Does the ghost pay his bills on time? Where does the ghost work?
Does he like long walks on beaches?
Okay, I can't read that one. That's crude.
Well, I guess he wouldn't mind the long walk since they float.
Hmm.
Does your ghost like pina colada?
Nothing copyrighted on the show, Mike. We've told you.
I was in bed one night talking on the phone, and yes, I was talking about the spirit. The phone went dead, and something jumped on me. And I tried to pull away. My ceiling light exploded and pain shot through my legs. When all was calm, I jumped up to find my legs all bruised and a big red mark across my chest. The spirit is maybe 5'8" to 6 feet tall.
See, all I heard was pain in your leg, something shooting out from your leg, and then...
That's not a spirit, that's an intruder.
When it enters a room, it comes in a black mist, and then the guy appears out of the mist. He is always wearing black jeans and no shirt. Can't make out his head or face ever. Younger looking body, and of course, you can see through him. Of course, he's a ghost. You have to be able to see through a ghost.
See through the unshirted part, or like everything?
I don't know, that's kind of...
I feel like we need to purchase something to see if any of this is... True.
That sounds like the story.
That's a lot of responsibility.
What was the movie? The
ghost ownership is a big deal.
I'm sorry.
What you just read there, that was just Batman attacking someone.
Yeah, right.
That was
exactly.
Batman attacking someone.
Yep. That was the 80s.
I have a paranormal team that looked at it all and they were in awe. AWH. They are very interested in buying the chest for the paranormal team. I will send pics and email, but videos won't work. Also, I have a video where it came into my bedroom and woke me by moving a cup behind me on the headboard.
What? It didn't jump on top of it?
For fun, I videoed it and played with the cup, then I stopped videoing it. It threw the cup at me, hitting me in the face. In truth, it does make me a little nervous at times.
This woman's boyfriend is kind of a real issue.
The paranormal person bought it. It was for real.
Was that the paranormal person or the seller?
Yeah, that's what it said.
This stuff just gets more absurd by the day. And
oh, you're
and
looking
people
to
wonder,
it?
No.
Oh.
I'm on Craigslist, seeing if I can find a date for tomorrow. But this stuff just gets more and more absurd.
Date for tomorrow. What? Take them to Tilted Kill.
That's it.
There you go.
Is there anything on Craigslist that has to do with paranormal investigations? Well, probably, but paranormal investigation. Have we ever Googled that?
Yes, I used to list all of our events on Craigslist, and then they would get deleted by our rival teams because they would... Oh, I thought you meant like tickets to our events.
Well, anything paranormal.
You know the paranormal drama because...
Yeah. Well,
you think I can't sell these tickets, douchebags, and I'm reporting you as spam.
Oh, yeah.
And then you relist it gets deleted again, and then you relist it gets deleted again, and then you got to go on topics and make fun of them, and then before you know it, you're engaged in a war,
DVDs.
Threatening to tape someone to their bed.
I think that's a central New York thing. I think that's
I never knew that's the world of paranormal investigations.
Oh, you don't have any idea.
It's like a haunted Julia.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was told if I ever go to Utica, I was going to get beat down. I'm going to throw you a beat down. I'll beat you down. So hard.
You
wish
I'd beat you down.
I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd like to
beat me
down.
Is that the same one came in the pizzeria?
We even went to Carmella's for dinner one time. I come out and there's like a sign that was taped to my back windshield. Rip socks, bunch of homos. I'm like, really? I'm like, this is how grown up we are.
See, that would be much more poignant.
Excuse my language. I didn't mean to say
that. That would be a significantly more poignant thing if directly afterward everyone claimed ghosts. Like if a blonde Bigfoot just showed up out of nowhere, put a sign up and said, ah, take that.
Yep. The ghosts were just giving us bad publicity. Don't call those Rip guys.
Yeah. Screw Rip. They don't know what they're talking about.
Ghosts aren't real. But you're a ghost.
So we've talked about haunted objects. What about objects that people have cast spells on?
Oh,
Wiccan
that's a
objects. Because I just came across them on eBay. How do you feel about that?
Depends on the spell. Also, generally terrible.
It does depend on the spell.
You get hurt worse with a curse.
Yeah, if it's a cursed item, it's not something you want, but if it's something
why
beneficial...
Why would anybody buy a spellbound object?
Well, I've been in many Wiccan circles, and I will tell you that I have plenty of objects to sell. Feel free to buy them from me.
I don't know, something about that just does sound like a terrible business plan. Mm. Okay. Here's this thing, it may be...
If it's positive, it's not a...
Well, when we were in Salem, a lot of those stores were selling... charged items that had spells on them for good luck and financial prosperity and love, and I don't think we saw anything that was too negative.
Well,
I'm sure if you ask for them.
They're behind the counter.
Like voodoo dolls.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
They're in the back of the store.
Yep.
It's just like voodoo.
Yeah.
I will say that one
you
brought
you could sell charged items too.
Yep.
I was going to say that one
charged
store we went in with the Irish stuff, I could feel something in that store. They had, there was something.
That was
in
an
there.
Awesome store. I like that.
In Salem?
Otherworldly.
You know,
something
you won't
in
say,
that store.
You won't say that's a psychic.
You realize that
feeling?
Absolutely, it's a psychic feeling.
You realize?
So you don't feel like Steve is it? That is.
It's clairsentience.
A line between what he feels and psychic.
You realize that the entire Salem lore was predicated on the Salem. On the idea that these people weren't actually witches, that they were being accused of.
Yeah, that's just 20th century crap. I know that.
Yeah, okay.
It was all based on rotten poppy seed.
Rye? Rye seeds. Yep.
Are we talking about ergotamine?
The hysterectomy that started the whole... The hysterectomy.
The hysterectomy heard around the world.
They had a hysterectomy.
The hysteria that led to the Salem
well,
thing there.
Yeah, some of the Inquisitions.
That was an amazing trip. We got to go back.
That was fantastic. I would go back.
That was the worst place I've ever driven. I didn't go with you all, but I've been there. And
we're staying at Dave's hotel this time, not the hotel.
That was a good hotel.
You know my gas problem, and then I'm in a room that's one-third the size of this with candy, including the bathroom. It literally was a bed, a desk, the toilet. That was it.
Was it a bed?
What I thought was the closet was the bathroom there.
Was it expensive?
Yes.
Mine wasn't. We had
was like
two king beds and a 70-inch plasma TV on the wall.
Really?
Two?
It was like 185 a night.
That was all they had open. It was like 105.
Was it off-season?
When did we go? April?
Beginning of
April.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's off-season.
Yeah. But it was still beautiful.
Yeah, a lot of shops weren't really...
I wish I went.
So it was way better than...
It's off the summer season.
Way better
season,
than that hotel you stayed in Dunkirk.
I didn't go to Dunkirk.
Dunkirk. Yes.
Doubles or triples during the season.
Dunkirk.
I never went to Dunkirk.
The lighthouse.
The lighthouse. Yes.
We followed you there. Yes.
I'm pretty
sure you went.
Yeah, that
who
was
the hell did I follow to Dunkirk?
I thought, yeah, you're right. That was a very sketchy hotel. Yeah. It was an extended stay too.
Creepy crawls,
which are usually nice. Just very run down and dirty.
Creepy crawlies?
It was right off the thruway, next to like a Jiffy Lube.
Yep.
it was like jammed between a Jiffy Lube and a Bob Evans.
It's going to have C in its name. The word C, not the letter.
No.
Okay. So.
Salem is where it all went down. And if you're in Salem, I recommend you go to Nick's Firehouse Breakfast and Lunch. Not only did I get my balls busted something fierce, the breakfast was really good.
Pete, obviously.
Again, that's Nick's Firehouse Breakfast and Lunch.
Watertown. There's a Tilted Kilt in Watertown.
Is there really?
Yeah, but there's not one.
Fort Drum.
Well, see, Watertown, you can make a day trip out of it. You can do the Tilted Kill and...
Salmon Run.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Sackett's Park. Harbor.
Oh, yeah, Thompson Park. We got the black hole up there.
Time Vortex.
Ah. Yeah. Wait. Go back to that.
Talk for all you newbies. Thompson Park in Watertown allegedly has a time vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Where just willy-nilly hanging out.
There's a spot in the park where people walk into and just disappear to reappear like later.
And I know where the spot is because I guess there's a sign with an alien on it or something that's posted right near it.
Yeah, supposedly pets have wandered into it and disappeared.
And we haven't tried this yet?
Yeah,
is it like fenced in? Can people access this?
Yeah, no, it's just right in the middle of the park. Like she said, there's like a sign.
It's what? Like you go up to
where is it?
Thompson Park. I used to live at the base of Thompson Park.
Thompson Park is this where? Massive Watertown.
Oh, it's in Watertown?
Yep. Yeah, it's a massive, it's like the Central Park cone.
It's on the backside.
It's
where
Watertown,
you can see the
where
city.
It's all
it's big field.
Woods and.
But is there a waterfall with a flame behind it?
No.
Is there a trail to lead you to the
You know, I'm still not sure that was there because
yes.
I didn't see it.
There is a trail. It's actually right out in the open. It's right off the road. It's really easy to get to.
That's what Dave said.
That's what the webpage said.
Oh, Mike, you gave up reenacting World War II D-Day with us.
Yes.
You know
the
101st
scattered all throughout the
you
forest
know
there.
You know what I witnessed while you guys were hiking through the woods? $13 cigar and a lot of rum and coke. In fact, I'm pretty sure I almost killed me and Mark driving, too.
Yeah, you were sitting in a car. What? Rum and cokes?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that on the air.
Huh.
He was sitting.
If you're offended by drunk driving, don't call us.
I know a good lawyer if you need one.
Let's see.
Good lawyer?
His name's Tom Minnelli.
DWI guy.
Are we about to get sued by the brother?
This is the sign right here. It says Watertown's Area 50.
Sue my invisible friends.
That's the sign that's up.
Oh.
Watertown's Area 51, Thompson Park Vortex.
And what do? You just walk into it?
I don't know.
You just walk into it?
Like
that's
what
they claim. They claim. Like,
I have not walked into it.
It obviously doesn't happen to everyone, but...
It doesn't?
No.
So what the hell's the point?
What are the precursors to this working?
I actually had some...
I assume if it happened to everyone, there'd be more news about it.
Is there a magic word?
I actually have somebody that lives in A-Bay.
You gotta go to Hawanatana...
They told me that somebody walked into it with their pet, and they still haven't found
it. And it carries
they're missing
into the future.
And that was recent. I don't know how recent it is, but she did confirm it was on the news, and it's a big talk up there right now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
So I think that should be a road trip, because Tilted Kilt's also there.
Me, Nicole, and Larry were talking about
that. I'm okay with that.
Let's let Larry go first.
I'll pack that bag.
It'll be a long journey.
At least I'll have some clothes.
It's like the future.
We're going to travel all the Tilted Kilts in northern United States of America.
That's good. Yeah,
okay.
We might as well try to get as many people involved in this as possible.
But what if you go back?
Back in time?
Yeah.
You can better your normal.
I've got some awesome clothes then.
Back in time, I will sing repeatedly Huey Lewis's Gotta Go Back in Time for Back to the Future.
They're claiming this
Gotta
is a haunted history trail.
Is it really?
That's what they said.
I want to say it's on the map.
Yep.
The haunted history map we got. I think it's on there. So
yeah, but I'd be screwed if we went back because I don't know who the hell wins any World Series or Super Bowl, so I couldn't financially make any money on that.
Well, it depends on how far back you go. If you go back, like, say, a year,
you have smartphones.
I still don't know who was it.
You can just look it up, though. A year ago, we had the similar infrastructure.
That's true.
You can go ahead and just... Look up the smartphone. But
Microsoft,
it depends.
Google.
There you go.
It's about the World Series.
Yeah, there you go.
But it depends how far you go back. I mean, if you go back far enough, like, you know who won the revolution.
Oh, yeah.
1992, there was this little company called Microsoft that went public.
You know, eventually you put money
share.
In Microsoft.
And you buy all the shares.
$1 million.
You know to take your money out of the bank before the stock market crashes.
I know to say no to your cousin when he wanted to go to lunch in college 21 years ago.
See?
Hey, man, we went to the same school. You want to go to lunch?
Well, it's not about the financial.
It's exactly how it started.
It's not about the financial gain.
But we wouldn't have Mike if we didn't have Eric, so.
This vortex at Thompson Park is among 50 paranormal destinations. This is huge. Actually, I didn't realize how big it was until they did
it. Are you looking at it?
They did a park dedication to the sign.
Oh, stop.
So is this related to the Montauk Project?
Maybe. Montauk Project? Montauk, Long Island. It's,
I know of Montauk, but what,
there was a military base there that used to do all sorts of experimentation back during the Cold War.
Still doing. They got the chair in Rome Lab.
The chair they used to put people in when they used to do experiments for remote viewing.
Oh, no, I mean they got the chair with the Stargate at Rome Lab. They can transport someone to Montauk. That's what the explosion was that allegedly closed the base. That Montauk's was the FBI. I'm not allowed to talk about that anymore.
Montauk's where they did the experimental work for the Philadelphia experiment before moving into
there is no Philadelphia experiment. Everything Mike is saying is untrue and false.
Look it up. Google it.
Yeah, Philadelphia experiment, Montauk, are one of the ones that I always call the epitome of the conspiracy theories because all of the professors and laboratory researchers that were involved in those projects all committed suicide by shooting themselves in the back 8 or 9 times.
Oh, yeah.
So those are, or they died of mysterious injuries and car accidents that they weren't even in the car when they died kind of thing.
Yep.
Like, they drowned in the ocean. In Arizona.
He wants to stab himself.
Did you know him? You're just randomly waving at the street people?
He was looking.
Did you wave?
I did.
Oh.
And he gave me a nod of hello.
Tonight's broadcast, as always, brought to you coming here live from Rome, New York's greatest Mexican restaurant, DePaulo's. Located at 337 West Dominic Street, Rome, New York. If you have a party and you want to eat hearty, come to DePaulo's.
With our newest sponsor, the Tilted Kilt.
That's right.
And DePaulo's DJ service.
See, that scares me, because if you tilt a little too much, something's going to be popping out of that kilt, and I don't think I'll be able to eat dinner if it comes out.
I'm sure they tape them now.
It depends on who's wearing the kilt.
If Eric puts a kilt on and something pops out, I'm not going to be eating dinner.
Oh, that's right.
There's
the
no
woman
on
never
skirts, they could
thank
say
you,
that.
Mike, you're losing dinner.
Yes.
I like your t-shirt, Dave.
Thank you. NASA.
Very appropriate today.
It was.
Yay, Pluto!
NASA stands for Need Another 7 Astronauts. That's what I learned in 1987.
That's terrible. Oh, good God, Pete.
Ouch. Ouch.
I remember, the one I remember is, who was the chick that died on the
Sarah, who would get a car with a stranger? Sarah Ann Wood.
Remember that one?
I remember that one.
What was the
Christy McAuliffe?
Christy McAuliffe.
Or Christine.
What was her favorite shampoo, Head and Shoulder? The chicken blew up in the spaceship.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh.
Did you have to do that with your hand? Did you physically have to blow her up in spirit? Mike just made a big mushroom cloud and they.
Actually, one of the
Italian. I talked to my hands. Shut up, your face.
I know a man that worked on the recovery crew for that. Thought it was pretty horrible.
I can imagine.
Mm. You imagine the guy that said, "Nah, it was all right."
I would have questioned his sanity then. Yeah.
I remember the day that happened. They let us out of school early.
Did they find the capsule intact?
I vaguely recall it.
I remember hearing it standing in the lunch.
That was 30 something years ago.
Yeah.
86.
One of our
ironically, the last year that's from the World Series.
Yeah, I remember that.
One of the
yours,
teacher
yeah.
from Rome she was actually selected to be on
the
shuttle. And he didn't go on it.
Dirk, we're doing this for
I won't mention his name on the air.
Okay.
He avoided.
Because I remember he was in the classroom with us watching that when that happened. He just kept saying that could have been me. It's like,
Oh my lord.
Or that's he was scary. The backup, something like that. Backup or he got picked. One
he
of the
dodged a bullet.
See, maybe if he was on the ship, it wouldn't have blown up.
Technically, he dodged no ring. But,
you never know. I mean, it's, you know, patterns.
There he goes again with the hands.
Pathways of life.
I do have to tell you, the joke you told about David at my bachelor party last week, it cracked me right up. I mean, I've heard it before.
Oh, the Dr. David
joke. The Dr. David joke. Where you gave the guy 6 months to live, couldn't pay the bill, so he gave him another six.
Yep.
That was just...
I'll admit, on the radio, I stole that joke from Benny Goodman.
That's okay. You don't have to.
In the orchestra?
Did you know? I just read this. I'm still in the Watertown thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the Tilted Kilt.
The code name for Nevada's Area 51. Do you know what the code name is for it?
Home Air Force.
Watertown.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Yep.
The guy, the head of the CIA, Alan Dulles, was a Watertown native.
Oh, yeah.
Native.
Yeah, Dulles was from Watertown.
And so Area 51 was... Watertown.
Was it the CIA head or the Air Force head?
CIA. Okay.
So this is back before 1979.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So
I didn't know that.
You know the actual name of Area 51?
Hatcher.
Do not.
The Groom Lake.
Edwards Air Force Base Attachment 3 is the Air Force name. It's also Groom Lake, and it's also Holmey Airport as a call sign for emergency landings.
There's other Utica, Rome, Syracuse connections to Area 51, too.
Mm-hmm.
Several. There's like five of them.
RAF.
Yeah. Groom Lake is just, it's just a test facility.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Well, the real secure location is in Colorado someplace. That was always called
Utah.
Area 52.
Utah. Yeah, Area 52 is also in Nevada. There's the whole, they number them Area 1 through Area something or other.
I told these guys, one of my best-selling postcards I ever had on eBay was the one I had of Las Vegas from the 1960s, where it had the cowboy there with the finger, and in the background over Fremont Street, you could see the nuclear cloud rising up from the test site.
Yep.
I got like $300 for that postcard.
You should have made copies.
A lot of people got cancer from that. What happened to that postcard?
It'll teach you to live in a flat area with no
vegetation.
Tree protection.
Yeah, I'm like, really, if you live somewhere...
Oh, the trees would have
been... That's only good for nuclear testing. Move somewhere else.
Come on, Indiana Jones survived it just fine in the refrigerator. Give me a break.
Oh, God. This one?
Unless so we got about 9 minutes.
Unless you play Fallout.
Bigfoot sighting at Thompson Park, too. Another reason to go up there.
Yeah.
4 months ago. I guess they've been launching expeditions to try to find it.
That was me.
That was you?
Yeah, that was me.
No.
I was just walking around.
I would love to have seen Las Vegas back
in the heyday.
Old Vegas.
Although I'd probably get the tar paper beat out of me because of the Italians there.
Well, yeah, but you're not really Italian. You're half Czech.
I know, but it wouldn't matter. I would be winning, and the next thing you know, I'd be hammered.
Literally.
Not the drunk kind. Put that quarter back in the machine. Now. Put it back. I'm sorry. Oh, good old atomic age. That's why I like watching the movie...
is that what I think it is?
Yeah.
Trinity and
Beyond.
Casino.
No.
Casino.
Time Machine.
Time Machine.
That's
in
original.
In case you didn't know, here at DiPaolo's, Bill DiPaolo actually worked on the remake of The Time Machine. So go to your video store, if such a thing exists, and rent The Time Machine.
Sure,
it all happened here live at DiPaolo's.
You should have gotten a hold of that prop. That would have been a very cool...
You still got it.
We're still working on that. For ScareCon, we should get the prop and see if we could take pictures with people.
Where is the prop?
Someplace in Oriskany.
Oh, wait.
I don't think he has the time machine. He has the scenery.
No, I mean the prop.
Too bad he didn't have a Morlock.
Those were just costumes.
Well, Bill, you might.
We just had two of them walk by.
That was wife number 16. Ayo!
It's the right time of day.
Michael, we're trying not to get turkey kicked out.
Bill, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
What about turkey?
I thought you said turkey. I got hungry for a minute.
The galaxy has a gigantic hole. That's the way to start an article. Mm-hmm. The galaxy has a gigantic hole.
Yeah. Gigantic black hole.
That outgrows its galaxy.
Oh. That's right up. No, I won't even go there.
So, is there a galaxy then? Scientists have long believed that the growth of a supermassive black hole is closely linked to the growth of its parent galaxy, meaning that one should generally remain proportional to the other. This week, however, the discovery of a black hole containing 10% of its host galaxy's entire mass has turned this idea upside down and left scientists scratching their head. This is really unexpected. It was found in a really small survey. So it can't be that rare, unless we're just extraordinarily fortunate, says co-author Professor Megan Urey.
I can see the several scenarios where that would happen.
The supermassive black hole in question, which measures a whopping 6.9 billion times the mass of the Sun, is located in the distant galaxy CID 947, which formed 2 billion years after the Big Bang.
That's not very long.
Since we're talking about space holes, I want you guys out there who demoted Pluto to non-planetary status to understand
it's still a planet.
It needs to be put back in there because I've told you for years now, my sentence does not make sense.
It's a planet?
My very educated mother just served us 9. I need my pizzas back. The sentence does not make sense without the pizzas.
It's a planet.
They took a picture of it, and it's bigger than they thought it was, so they made it a planet.
No, it's a planet because it was never demoted out of planetary status.
It's a dwarf planet like this.
It's considered a minor planetary body.
For me, there'll always be nine planets.
What about the 10th, Eris?
No.
Which is more massive than
Pluto. I was told in astronomy class that I'm crazy. There's no such thing as Planet X.
There is no such thing as Planet X. They just keep going.
Uh-huh.
There's many Planet X's.
Not according to my astronomy teacher.
Nine planets is enough.
There's also Haumea, Makemake, and Ceres.
I don't care. I want Pluto back.
I had a sandwich of that this past week. Makemake. Makemake.
Pluto is named after a well-known Disney lovable character.
Pluto is named after the god of the underworld.
And
you know that.
A funny looking dog that we all love.
The dog is also named after the god of the underworld.
He can't be.
That's not a good omen for the dog.
He is.
Or a bad one for his own. Well, I don't know.
He's not a bad dog.
Not a bad dog.
How do you go from all them names and then in the middle you just shove in the Kuiper belt?
Kuiper belt. Kuiper belt.
Kuiper.
Kuiper.
How do you spell it?
K-U-I-P-E-R. Kuiper.
Cooper.
Yeah.
Tristan? Or Sheldon?
That's the same thing. No. Tristan.
Tristan Leslie.
Sheldon Cooper.
And Tristan
No, that's my
name. Tristan Cooper.
Kuiper is my ancestral name as well.
Oh. Yeah. Well, so they came from that belt.
You're a member of...
No, we came from Netherlands.
Amateur planetologist, or what are you a member of?
And a guy named Kuiper is the one that discovered that body. It's a very large body. Past that is the Oort cloud, which is also Dutch.
I do like Sheldon Cooper, though.
It's just a character.
What organization are you part of? The Space One?
Planetary Society?
Oh, okay. It's just the Planetary Society.
70,000 members and growing.
Just that? Me and David are part of Starfleet.
No, not just. I didn't mean
Add Astra Asterisk.
More than me.
Oh, no, I didn't take this.
Okay, all right, yeah. I meant just
this. Booyah! I just went there. Rock, paper, scissor, lizard, Spock.
I found that hand motion kind of offensive.
Because as always, Spock kills Rock.
But Lizard kills Spock, as does Paper.
I don't think so. Spock is smarter.
Yeah. Lizard killed Spock.
Nobody kills Shatner, because he lived through the Kobayashi Maru.
No. Shatner was killed in Generations.
I'd beg to differ. It was an illusion.
Picard buried him.
They brought Spock back?
Spock was never dead in the series.
All of that. Pretty sure cancer killed Spock, didn't it?
You're lucky. You're lucky. Our role's telling me 30 seconds. On that note.
Too soon.
Thank you all for listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio here on the BBS Radio Network.
The phone lines are now open. 1-5 when I'm Peter Lunner.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Adam.
I'm Rich Nicodem.
I'm Oscar.
That's actually Mike Perillo. Dave DeBrasbro, thank you for listening.
Spock forever. Make sure to be some Spocking this weekend at the World Series of Bocce.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Be sure to visit us online at paranormalinvestigatorradio.com. Until next time, happy hunting and stay spooky.